It is a Tech Tuesday. Sarah Kenzie joining us up next to talk about this week's Parish of the Week. Now, Sarah has been really busy these last couple of weeks, especially since we have gotten out of Share-a-thon. There are two new podcasts that are also available. Sarah Kenzie is in studio this morning to tell us all about Engaged by the Spirit and a fantastic duo of parishes, our Parish of the Week. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So how's first of all, you are our live traffic announcement on the roads this morning. How are things with this rain?
I don't know if it's because of the rain, but traffic is one of the worst days I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, I came up 217, 26, everything's backed up. My back routes were all also slow. So yeah, give yourself some extra time if you haven't left.
All right. Definitely check those apps and make sure that they are great resources to be able to help us get around some of these snarls, that is for sure. But boy, it didn't seem to keep you from being here with us at Mater Dei Radio. We are grateful to have you here today for a Tech Tuesday. It was fun talking about St. Patrick's last week. And Sarah, you and I, we always sit down and we talk about all of these great parishes in our community, and there's a lot of them. We have a duo of parishes this week that we get to talk about. Who's our parishes of the week?
That's right. So this week we are going down to Eugene to St. Peter and St. Mark Catholic churches. And so I'm really excited about these two. I am learning a lot about them. Sometimes there's parishes that I'm already familiar with, and then there's parishes that I don't really know much about. So it's been fun to learn about them. St. Mark was established in 1961, and then St. Peter's was just a few years before that in 1955. They just celebrated 70 years this past June with a big celebration. But they have so many amazing things going on in their community. I was looking that they have a parish picnic, vacation Bible school every year. They have some great ministries. One that I saw was an Advent angel. So you are paired with someone who can't make it to Mass anymore, who's homebound, and you can send them gifts. And then at the end of Advent, you can actually connect with, you know, share who you are, and you can connect that way. They have a great different food events, which I love. They have a men's group that provides breakfast on the second Sundays, and then they also do a big Thanksgiving dinner, and then the women's club puts on a holiday bazaar that goes with that Thanksgiving dinner. So that is coming up Saturday, November 15th. So it's this big turkey dinner. You can go all day. There's also this big holiday bazaar, and so that's one of their big events. The women's club also does St. Patrick's Day lunch. There's also a Spanish breakfast on the last Sunday of each month. So a lot of great things going on. They do First Friday adoration, First Saturday devotions. And so a lot of wonderful things happening between these two parishes. There's some that they do kind of individually, and then there's other things that they work on together. And so that's really amazing to see. So I'm really excited once again to highlight St. Peter's and St. Mark's in Eugene.
It's funny now, Sarah, that we're starting to talk about these holiday bazaars starting to pop up. It is that time. Thanksgiving just a few weeks away, and Advent begins the end of November. Be sure to check out our community calendar as well, because we'll be listing those. And if you are having one of those holiday bazaars, please let Mater Dei Radio know, and we'll get it on our community calendar. Sarah Kenzie joining us today. She is Mater Dei Radio's digital media manager. We've got all kinds of things going on here online at Mater Dei Radio. So the beautiful month of November, while we focus on the holidays, the gathering for Thanksgiving, it has a very special dedication for the month of November, and it is to the Holy Souls. And here at Mater Dei Radio, you have set up the app so that way we can pray together for those holy souls. Tell us more.
Absolutely. So, yes, I think sometimes, you know, we have All Souls Day on November 2nd, which is a beautiful feast. But then maybe after that day, we maybe forget that this whole month is for us to pray for the souls in purgatory. And so, I mean, you know, there's so many different things you can do, but we try to make it easy to do something that's just on your phone, easy to pull up. So on the Hail Mary Media app, it's actually called a All Souls Novena, but it is it goes all month. So,
okay.
So what we have there is there's a different prayer for each day of the week. So you get a little bit of variety. It's not the exact same thing every day, but you just go to the Holy Souls Novena there in the app. It's under the text prayers or the audio prayers, whichever one you prefer. And then whatever day of the week it is, you just choose that day. So you don't have to keep track of, you know, am I on day, 20 or anything like that. Or if you skip a day, like, that's okay. You just go right to the app and then you know what day of the week it is. So you just pick that day. And so it just goes in a cycle every week. And then you can go and do that on your own time, or you can also sign up for those daily prayer reminders. I was just going through and adding, some of people's preferences in the app of different prayer reminders that they get. And I just am reminded how many people use that feature, which is really great. Not just for November, but there's ones that you can do for daily prayers, things like that. And so it was just a good reminder. I was in there recently and just saw how many people are actually getting those reminders. And so that's really exciting. It's a good time to, if you haven't ever done those daily prayer reminders, you can set up, your regular ones that will go beyond November when you sign up for the reminder for All Souls Novena. So, but again, we really just encourage people to pray for the Holy Souls during November and in whatever way that you can, but we try to make it easy for you on the Hail Mary Media app.
Sarah, now using those little reminders for prayers, can those reminders also be used to say, like, if you had a favorite podcast or video
Yes.
podcast that you like to enjoy and watch and you want to see it as soon as a new one drops, say perhaps Engaged by the Spirit?
Yes. Yes, we do have that as well. So under podcasts, you can sign up for your favorite podcast. And we do have a new Engaged by the Spirit episode. So now we're at episode 4. And in this one, Father Peter actually talks with his nephew, Dean, which is really exciting. It's just a different look into, what is it like to have a family member who is a priest? And it's just a great conversation. They talk about how Dean is going off to college and a lot of different things that he's thinking about. And it's just a really great conversation. And then later this week, we'll also have, it's kind of like a companion episode to this. So we're kind of doing two very quickly back to back. And this next episode, which I'm almost done editing, is Father Peter sits down with his sister, Jen. So his family was here to visit. And so they recorded both of these conversations. So just so fun to see, to see the family dynamics and, that priest have families, they've got siblings and nieces and nephews and parents, just like, the rest of us do. And so it's really fun to see that dynamic. So stay tuned for that one coming out this week as well.
The first thing that I was curious to find out when this latest podcast came out was whether or not his nephew called him Uncle Peter or
right.
Father Peter. So I suggest you listen to
that
right. And you will find that answer out. Sarah Kenzie joining us today. It is a Tech Tuesday. Just about a minute and a half left. Sarah, of course, we turn the calendar to a new month, the month of November. And looking at that calendar, there is a new icon and a new explanation of that.
That's right. So every month we have a new icon feature also in the Hail Mary Media app. So if you just go to the menu and click on A Year with Icons, you'll find that. And Christine Schlesser, who's the director of the Classical Iconography Institute, she's so generous with her time. She comes in every month and provides a new lesson. And so this one is on the Holy Trinity, and it's a really just beautiful piece of sacred art, but it also has a lot of great things to meditate on, and especially I think the peace and the mercy of God. And so actually Christine and I were talking when we recorded this, we actually got a lot out of this ourselves working on this project. So I really encourage you just to take a few minutes. It's not a super long lesson, but you just get to listen to Christine's explanation. You get to pray at the end, and you do that while you're looking at the icon. So really encourage all of you to go to the Year with Icons tab in the Hail Mary Media app.
And all of the past months are still
That's
available
right. yep.
to listen to.
That's right.
It is really amazing. I love those icons so much. And that's been such a great project. Again, more of what you're getting from Mater Dei Radio and our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie. always a great Tuesday when you join us. I'm glad that maybe the holy angels were able to guide you here quickly, and that the rest of us can just pray for those who are on the road right now who might be in that snarled traffic. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.